You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We are here to pray. We're going to God's word today. As the month comes to a close, we must remember that Jesus is our comfort. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Christ Jesus. John 14:1. Today's prayer is centered on Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. When you wait upon the Lord, you will not faint. Scripture says that if thou fail in the day of adversity, then thy strength is small. When you wait upon the Lord in the day of adversity, you will not faint. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Developing steadfastness in God's comfort comes from continually trusting Him and obeying His word. When we look at biblical examples, they inspire and remind us that as ministers, to persevere continually, no matter what comes our way, we must take Jesus as our comfort. Our default direction must be to the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and the earth. As a minister, you look up to God, that God is your comfort. That no matter the situation, and particularly as we see in Isaiah 40:31, when you have spent time with Him, waiting upon Him, not interested in what men seek, but what the Lord seeks, in the name of Jesus, you will not faint. You will not faint. You will not faint. You will not faint. You will not grow weary. In Jesus' mighty name. So we are going to pray today. Our first prayer topic, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying that Father in heaven, strengthen our faith to keep steady in your peace and comfort. You are praying not only for yourself, so you pray on a personal level, Father in heaven, strengthen my faith to keep steady in your peace and comfort. And you also pray for the ministry, pray for your loved ones, pray, strengthen our faith, that we keep steady your peace and comfort. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. It's from Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Lord, even if we strengthen our faith, strengthen our faith. Like the disciples, Lord, ask one time, say, increase our faith. We pray that, Lord, strengthen our faith. Strengthen our faith, Lord, which justifies us, Lord, having peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen our faith, O Lord. Strengthen our faith so that we can keep steady in your comfort and in your peace. That we do not waver, that we do not fret, that we do not cower, Lord, even in fear. But Lord, strengthen our faith. We cannot do it by ourselves, O Lord, but when we lift up our voices crying out unto you, Lord, even you hear us, 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 you hear us. Peter cried out to you when he was sinking, and Lord, you came through. You said in your word, Lord, that you had prayed for Peter. Lord, even that the enemy had sought to sift him, but Lord, you had prayed for him. You are our high priest. Lord Jesus, we pray, strengthen our faith. Strengthen our faith. Our second prayer topic, we are praying from Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. This is a beautiful scripture. It shows us the work of righteousness or the relevance of righteousness in the life of the believer. Righteousness bringing peace. The effect of righteousness being quietness and assurance. Firm assurance in God's word, trusting in the Lord. So we are praying that Father in heaven, let righteousness bring lasting peace in my life and ministry. Both in our individual lives and ministries and as a ministry all together. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, guide and satisfy my soul with your sustaining comfort. And that is from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. We are praying from Isaiah 58, verse 11, the promise of God there. We are praying that, Lord, guide and satisfy our souls with your sustaining comfort. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Satisfy our souls in drought. Make fat our bones and cause us to be like watered gardens and like springs of water whose waters fail not. Lord, from your word in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, Lord, satisfy our souls with your sustaining comfort. Fulfill this promise in our lives in the name of Jesus. Our waters will fail not, it will fail not, it will fail not, it will fail not. Our bones shall be fattened, and we shall be like watered gardens in the name of Jesus. Satisfy our souls with your sustaining comfort. Oh Lord, we cry out unto you, fulfill this word in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Because he has done it. He has done it. He has done it. If only you believe, knowing that the things you have prayed, they have been done. Exactly so it shall be. They have been done, established by God's word. Let's thank the Lord with a song of worship.
With us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.